Hello, welcome to the latest Plymouth Labour audio boot. We're out in Efford today and we're delivering leaflets about the millionaire's budget that was delivered this week. I'm here with Alison Seebeck. You are in the chamber for the budget. I mean, what's the impact of the budget on Plymouth?
Well, the impact of the budget on Plymouth is negligible. If you're a millionaire, you're absolutely fine. But if you live in social housing or in your own house in Efford, it does nothing for you at all. I think what people are saying to us on the doors is, why is Cameron doing this to people like us? And they're being hit time and time and time again while millionaires are getting a very nice little handout. Thank you very much.
And we know that the Chancellor announced help with mortgages, which could be used by people to buy second homes. But at the same time, he's charging lots of people, especially disabled people, the bedroom tax while building no new social housing at all. I mean, is that something that, you know, Labour's campaigning on?
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. We really need to highlight just how unfair all this is. Yes, it's fine for young people to aspire to get on the housing ladder. We wouldn't want to stop them doing that. But these homes could be bought by people who have already got a home, second homes in the South Hams. You know, it is building homes on the back of people who are already paying tax and already getting the hits from other parts of government policy. And that really can't be fair. And people here aren't being fooled by it.
That's right. You can find out more about Plymouth Labour's response to the budget at facebook.com/Plymouth Labour or tweet us at Plymouth Labour. Thanks very much.